Back on the dial again this week with some of the great music from the soul music era, and also we're going to explore into the soul music era and kind of look at some of the artists that were in the era and some of the songs that they made famous. Start off with Michael Jackson, which to everybody pretty much is a household name. I was in the music business at the time. Michael Jackson was in the music business. I got into it after, way after, because he got into it at a very early age. But we had our big hits during that period of time. And Michael, Thriller was an anomaly or whatever, because it was something that it happened and it kept happening. You know, it was one of those records where, you know, albums that just kept turning out hits, and they kept selling millions and millions and millions of copies to the point of where Guinness World Book of Records got in, you know, got involved with it. And I mean, I guess by selling more than any album in history, it was an exciting period of time. And we had a record out there at that same time, and we were on the chart. And if you get the book that I've been talking about, An Excursion in Soul, you will see the record Taxi and the album City Slicker that we had out on the charts and one of the charts. Matter of fact, one of the charts that we had in there was from Johnson Publication Jet Magazine, which was at that time a very important chart in the soul music era. And Thriller was number 5 on the chart, and Taxi was number 1. And that was something that I always kept a copy of, because this is, you know, wanted to be number 1 and Thriller to be number 5. It was just something, a phenomenal situation. But it was a lot of records were selling at the time, and a lot of people were going to the record shops to buy Thriller, and they might pick up 2 or 3 other albums in the process. Looking at the record shop would have, you know, in the top, their top 10. A lot of people would go in and buy the top 10 records because they were going to have some kind of event, a party or whatever, and they wanted to have the top 10 records in the country, the top 10 records in the world or whatever at their party. So, and now it's pretty much the same way. They would just download most of the product now instead of going to the record shops. But that is something that we want to look at. But like I said, if you go to Amazon.com, you can pull up the book, An Excursion in Soul, by Reginald Jenkins. Take a look at it. And some of the things that were happening during the period, that period of time at the end of the soul music era, with acts like, I remember doing, when we went to do the Soul Train show, TV show, and went to the after set with, I guess, Patti LaBelle and Bobby Womack, and all the entertainers, soul entertainers were there at the after set. And you know, it was like, I was a lot younger than most of them, but my partner, Homer Banks, my partners, Homer Banks and Chuck Brook, were older than I. So they were pretty much around age, you know, Gladys and, I mean, with Patti and Patti LaBelle and Bobby Womack and some of the other guys. But, and, you know, they all knew each other. You know, they all knew each other from their hits. I mean, everybody knew Patti LaBelle from her great hits that she had had in the past, and everybody knew Bobby Womack from his great hits, and my partner, Homer Banks, they all knew him from the hits that he had had, like Who's Making Love and Loving You Is Wrong, I Won't Be Right, and Touch a Hand, Make a Friend, and Ready to Come Go With Me, and so many others that they all knew each other. And, you know, it was like a old homecoming type situation. And we had Frankie Crocker was there interviewing everybody for the Hollywood Live radio program that was appearing, you know, on nationally syndicated, and which Frankie Crocker was the, at that time, was the program director for WBLXS in New York. But he flew to L.A. every weekend to do Hollywood Live over the syndicated radio program. And those were just some of the times that because when we did Soul Train, the Pointer Sisters were on performing. They were taping also. They had a hit out at that time called Automatic, which a lot of people probably remember. You know, they were pretty big at that point. But the and Patti LaBelle did her song, which was hot at that time, and it was a big one. If only you knew, and that was a big hit and great song. And like I said, we start off at the bottom of the chart. We started from the chart with a bullet, and you can take it all the way up, and you know, these other songs are riding right in there with you, you know. So you kind of remember them real close, and that was one of the ones that was there with us. And you know, and also we had Rockwell, who was there, Somebody's Watching You, which was a hit at that time, and one of our competitors for the Soul Train Award, Best New Act of the Year Award, and which we were able to win. And that was a great accomplishment for the company. But check it out and check the book out, and Excursion in Soul, and see what you think about it. We had an artist, Shirley Brown, who was on the Billboard chart. He had four songs off of this album that we released to hit the Billboard chart, top 100 R&B hits. And you know, it just, now we're going to play one right now, but you know, probably heard it. The first little song, the end of a song, gonna come on. Used to be Your House, now it's Another Man Home. And that also was a Billboard, one of the Billboard, four Billboard songs off the album. But then the song that we're getting ready to play, the entire song, is Leave the Bridges Standing. And it was written originally for Aretha Franklin and Shirley Brown. She did a great job with it. I mean, she hit it and did it right. But we're going to play a little bit of that, but it's used to be Your House, going to come up right quick, and then we can bring the standing. Come on right behind that. All right. Thank you. All right. She had four hits on the album to debut on the Billboard Top 100 R&B songs, and that was a feat that very few artists have accomplished. And she definitely deserved a lot of credit for it. I mean, and she had some hit songs, and she's a great vocalist. We want her to know that we think that. We know that. Okay. All right. Well, Shirley Brown, one of the greatest artists of the soul music era, she came out with her first major hit. It was at the end of the Stax era. Stax Records was the last year she came out with her debut hit, Woman to Woman, and just sold records to gold and platinum, you know, records. And my partner, Homer Banks, had a twin brother, James Banks, was one of the writers on the hit Woman to Woman, and which was later done by Bopper Mandrell and several other artists, you know, even in different genres. But the song was a universal situation. I guess they could be dead from all angles, and it was at home in all genres of music. But she was a great artist, and she is a great artist, and she delivered a great rendition of it, Shirley Brown, on Soundtown Records, Leave the Bridges Standing. And we're going to play a little bit of Jay Blackfoot here off of his hit album, City Slicker. And this song right here was the intro, the first song, and the second song was Taxi. So I'm going to run it for you right quick. Okay. All righty. Here we go.
That is just the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with you, said that. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari to the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Get up.
Okay, well, we had a little technical difficulty there, and we are going to, we were coming with the Taxi record, right, which was right behind The Way of the City, so here we go.
Just wanna see her with a your name. Does it matter? I've got to say, I deceived her.
Amazon.com and look for An Excursion in Soul. Give you a lot of information about the soul era. Some of these songs that we're hearing now, you know, be in the book. They were Billboard songs that were on the chart. Acts like Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Bobby Womack, Doobie Brothers, a whole number of artists from the soul era. And the book is available in paperback on Amazon. Go in under Amazon.com, go in under Kindle, and download it to your iPad or Kindle Fire, whatever kind of downloading pad device that you might have. And there is also a situation where Kindle and Amazon will work arrangement where you can almost get it free charge through the Kindle download. Meaning they'll know that you borrow the book, and they won't affect the writers or anything like that at all. They will try to be compensated like they're free of charge. So definitely go in and check it out and get a lot of the inside information on what happened in the soul music era and how is the soul music era blending in with bleeding over into the new hip-hop R&B era. And R&B and soul is the same thing with music charts are concerned. But there is a lot of information for the average music consumer. So check it out and get the book and get some information on it. Call the show and give us your thoughts about the things that occurred in the music business at that particular time. If anything that you have any questions about, just let us know. Ask us. We'll find the answer for you. If we don't have it right here, we'll have it for you right away. So call us and let us know. Call 347-838-9142. Excuse me. It's 347-838-9142. And that's Soul Town, Sound of Music, with Reggie Jenkins. So give me a call and let me know what you think about it. And we'll, you know, go over any questions that you might have or anything that you might have some problems with or whatever in the music industry, or that you, you know, if you're trying to get into the music industry or you just want some general information. We can help you out. Just call in and to get it taken care of. Now, one of the other artists, like I said, that we had earlier, Miss Shirley Brown, she is with her debut charting record with a bullet, Boyfriend.
Friend.
Yeah, and the era ended in the 80s, and soul music is still around. One of the things that we've noticed that the soul music era has began to spread with the younger generation because the music was real. And when something is real and true, it's going to be around for a while. And the music that we are talking about during the soul music era was real music. People were singing from their heart and playing from their heart. Had people like the OJs and the Isley Brothers. And yeah, I mean, you can go back to Sam and Dave. And I mean, just great acts, the Soul Children, and even the Mad Lads, groups like this that were actually singing from their heart, and the Temptations and the Four Tops and the Emotions and Earth, Wind, and Fire. These groups will be around for a long time. Their music is something that's going to live on with ages. It is part of the ages, as they would say. It definitely, you know, has some staying power because of the truth and the, you know, it was so true that they named it soul music, and because it's coming from the soul, and that's the whole idea. It's coming directly from the soul, and the meaning and truth is in the words and in the music, and it's definitely something that's a phenomenal, and will be around for a long time. And we're gonna do that one more time for the album with Rod Kennedy doing the monologue for Where the City Is.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, and you are there.
Chances are he won't be 21.
That's the Way of the City, which was a good idea of what the city was going through and still are going through at this point in time. But we're going to look into the soul music era a little closer. We're going to keep looking at it. One of the great artists that I had the privilege of meeting and knowing during the soul music era was Isaac Hayes. I had the privilege to know him as my brothers and family was, he was a friend of, and so it was just kind of seeing where he was going with his music and what kind of motivated him to do some of the things that he did in the music industry, like Shaft and, other things that he did in the music industry, changed his name to, he didn't really change his name, but he was just known as Black Moses in the music industry. He did so many things during that period of time. I mean, it was like the end, it was the civil rights era, and things were just beginning to change in the South as far as people beginning to vote and things like that, and he was active with helping to finance these type of things and working with the different community organizations that were led by various ministers and things that really tried to help better the community. And we want him to know that we thank him for, all the things that he did. And the late, great Isaac Hayes, known by his friends as Bubba Lee, and graduated from Manassas High School in Memphis, Tennessee, and went on to become one of the top writers and producers at Stax Records, and also be probably the top artist there in history, one of them, he was living in for me here in Soul Town, and we're going to play some of his stuff too as we go along. Like his first album that he did, which was Hot Butter Soul, which he did some renditions of the great Burt Bacharach and Harold David material, like Walk On By and various other songs that were monster hits. Walk On By was a monster hit that he did that was his first album, that was the first release off his first album, and it just took off like a light. Didn't look back, it was a great song, and he did a great rendition of it, and he was a great song from a great writer and a great artist to do it, right, following right in footsteps of some of the other top artists that had sung Burt Bacharach, Hal Davis material, like some of the top artists in history. And but we're going to look at Isaac Hayes, some of his material, his writing ability. He wrote for artists like Sam and Dave, songs like Soul Man, and so many others. But he was a great artist and a great writer and producer. But as we, in our ways, we wish everybody peace, love, and soul. See you next week on Soul Town.
Take me to the other side of time. Run red lights.